Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk Radio people. I don't exactly know what's going on right now. This is Nicole, your lovely, lovely producer and co-host on Blog Talk Radio. And once again, I get to wing it because I haven't the slightest idea where Cindy is or why she has not patched in yet. So, like I said, I will be stalling for the next couple of moments, and that will be that. As usual, Cindy will be doing some live on-air readings tonight. She will be giving you her love advice. She will be giving you her, you know, relationship advice in all aspects, both amicable, you know, platonic, as well as sexual. And she will also be giving you her insight and possibly delivering any messages to you guys from beyond, which I think is completely, you know, wonderful in its own right. So any minute now, Cindy should be calling in, and then I won't be sitting here talking to myself. So you know what? I'm going to pick up a caller, which is something that I never do because, like I said, you know, I'm winging it. So let's see what the callers have to say about how I'm doing so far, shall we? I'm just going to go to somebody that's familiar. So we're going to go to the 631 area code and see what's what. Or not, since apparently Blog Talk Radio is having some major, major difficulties here. Okay. and now I'm really, really at a loss. Okay. I'm going to try to pick up somebody else who's not in the 631 area code. And let's see if they want to say hello. You're on the air. Hello. And no again. All right, guys. This is a clusterfuck if I've ever heard one. I'm going to try to fix this issue. Please hang tight. And I will be checking back in with you in a couple of moments. Okay, this is Nicole again, and I'm still looking out for Cindy. I think I may have fixed the problem here. So let me try to pick up another caller, and let me see what's going on here. All right, we're going to cruise over to the 347. I think that's Queens, and let's see who's waiting for us there, shall we? Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Hello, you're on the air. This is Blog Talk Radio. This is Nicole. And nobody's picking up there either. This is just great.
Hello, Nicole. Nicole, are you there?
Hey, Cindy, where the hell have you been?
I have been calling in on my own home phone since I heard you saying I'm going to have to wing it. I was on the, and it wouldn't register, and I called in 100 times. So I
ran up
to get my cell phone. I was hearing you saying, I got to wing it. Where are you? And I'm like, Nicole, I don't know why it's not taking my number. And then I tried to put a chat through, but it wouldn't take my chat. So I don't know.
Oh,
were you
boy.
Trying to pick up other callers at all?
I was trying to pick up other callers. My switchboard just completely shut down, Cindy.
Well,
I'm literally in the middle of rebooting my computer right now because my switchboard just completely turned itself off. I tried to pick up somebody before I reset Blog Talk Radio from the 631 area code. It was a 704 number. Then I tried to pick up somebody from 347 after I reconnected to Blog Talk Radio, and nothing was happening there. You actually just interrupted me on that call, and then, you know, I mean, it was still showing as a live number on my switchboard, and then all of a sudden my switchboard completely went black. So now I'm trying to reboot now to see if I can try to figure out why that is.
Well, let me see if I can pick up a caller because I'm not sure why.
Yeah, see if you can pick up a caller on your end. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk Radio. It's amazing.
All right, but I just want to know. I just wanted to know that I heard you say, Cindy, I'm going to, I have to wing it.
Yeah, I was like, you know what I need to do? I need to prepare my own script in the event that this happens, because I said, okay, guys, and once again, I got to wing it. So I'm like, I'm going to pick up somebody. I'm going to talk to somebody, because I don't know what the hell I'm doing right now.
All right, let's see if I can get this number. Hi, Cindy, you're live on the air. Hello? You're live on the air.
Let me guess. The mic is red, but you can't hear anything, right?
No. I wonder if they can even hear us. It's red, but it's not.
Well, we're patched in because I called into Blog Talk. You know, you didn't call me, you know, so I don't know what's happening there. But you know what? I even started our music, and our music didn't even go on. So I'm really, really, I am wondering whether or not, you know, somebody can hear us. You know what? Maybe I'll have somebody make a test call.
Well, I just called in.
Somebody that I know.
Imagine that I just called in and I got through. All right, let me see. Let me try this one. Hi. Hi, it's Cindy. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Hi, this is Cindy. Is this the 347 number?
Yes.
Hi, you're live and on the air. I'm sorry, we're having trouble with the Blog Talk Radio, so I'm not sure what was going on. So we finally are trying to get this up and running. Okay, so I know you've been waiting a long time, so we're going to try to dive into the show now that we've been 12 minutes trying to figure out what's going on.
Okay,
so who is this?
My name's Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. So you've been waiting patiently, so you must have something to say and ask us your question.
Yes. I've been dating this guy for about 9 months, and I don't know where the relationship is headed. He's in and out of my life, but he still keeps in contact, but not all the time.
Okay. Now, what I'm seeing is that he's a man who sort of turned his back on loving you. It's not a lack of him loving you, but he's not always the most honest and truthful man. Have you figured that out?
Yes.
Okay, because what he does is, you know, he just when you're sort of moving away from him, he calls you up to find out if he's still got you and what's happening. And then at that point, when he sees you're still interested, he disappears again.
Yeah.
He has somebody else right now. Do you know about that?
No.
Okay, because there's someone else in his life. He's the kind of a man who can't really be alone, by the way. So, you know, he's not sure if he wants you. He doesn't want to lose you. But the problem is he's really got some unhealed issues. And, you know, how long was he in your life before you guys broke up?
I knew him for years, like 12, over 12 years. But we just reconnected last year of June, July.
Right. And the funny part about it is, commitment phobics, and he is a big commitment phobic. Here he is getting a second chance with you, and he's running again.
Yeah.
And at this point, the universe is asking you to ask him the next time he calls, what's your intention in calling me? Is it to put 2 feet in here and make this relationship work? If not, then I can't do this. And it might be hard for you to do that, but you keep letting him kind of come in and out of your life. And you're not really able to move on and figure out if you should find a new relationship for yourself. At this point, are you starting to try to date?
Yeah, a little bit, somewhat. It's taking me some time because he has my heart.
No, I know that. And I'm not saying that you guys weren't soulmates and that there wasn't that heart, soul, mind, body connection. But he's running from you because you're offering him a higher love. And that higher love means he has to stop cheating, he has to grow up. He has to heal his issues. He has to stop being a bad boy. And he's just not ready for that. But he's not a boy. He's a man now. So at this point, you're not going to change him or fix him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he can't sort of step up to the plate to be that man. I know he was a nice friend to you when you were friends, but people know how to be friends.
Yeah.
They just don't know how to be lovers because mm-hmm. that's when all the dysfunction kicks in. You know, his parents seem to have a pretty bad marriage. He has a grandmother who passed away. Did he ever talk to you about her?
No.
But, you know, she seems to say all she wanted when he was growing up was a happy family life, and you were that person that could have brought that to him. But, you know, this could go on for another decade or longer because he's such a major commitment phobic. I wouldn't even be surprised a year from now you hear he's married somebody else. That doesn't surprise me. People marry low levels of love all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because he can cheat on her and he could have his cake and eat it too and do what he wants to. With you, it hurts him to hurt you, by the way. But mm-hmm. I'm not seeing him coming back anytime soon in terms of a committed relationship. So, okay. you know, it's probably not the news you wanted to hear, but maybe it's what you need to hear.
Yes.
To move forward. Again, if he would get better karma if he would tell you, look, I think about you all the time. I don't know why I can't be with you. I'm just messed up. At least your heart would feel, okay, I get it. But the fact that he doesn't say what you maybe need to hear, it makes you feel like, what, am I the one who loves him and he doesn't care about me or think about me?
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case. But he will resurface every 3 to 6 months just to make sure you're still available and then run. So maybe he needs to know you've closed the door. If he doesn't want to stick 2 feet in and commit, then you're ready to end it.
Yeah.
You know, I know that's not going to be easy for you, but be a little bit strong.
Okay.
With him. He's almost wondering why you're being so patient and always there for him.
Yeah.
And you might want to examine if you have any commitment issues of your own. Perhaps you're a closet commitment phobic. You know, you're really afraid of a relationship. And as long as you have him, you sort of feel like there's something. And
yeah.
You're not really getting yourself out to with a man who could commit to you. How old are you, by the way?
31.
Okay, because you're the generation that really is the booty calls, friends with benefits, hookups. You know, you may not have started out as a commitment phobic. But
yeah.
At this point, you know, loving this man and this is hurting.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very pleasant. And I want you to love yourself the way you would love your own daughter. If a man pulled this on her for this amount of time, would you be mad?
Absolutely.
Right, because you have a right to be mad at him. And, you know, you love him so much that sometimes you try to see his point of view, but he's not a boy now. He's a man. You know, your generation of men have to grow up already. You're like, oh, mom,
yeah.
It's the boys. You know, the boys, they want to watch video games and porn all day. They don't want to grow up already. And, you know, just be a little bit stronger when the next mm-hmm. time he calls. Or, you know, when was the last time you spoke to him?
June. No, matter of fact, for his birthday. Spoke verbally, text, June 5th.
Okay. And at that point would have been a good time to tell him what's your intention. Try to, you know, you could call him and ask him, is there any hope? Are we going to go anywhere here? Put your cards on the table, because if not, if you don't think, you know, if you're not ready to move forward at this point, please don't contact me anymore. You know, he has to fear that he's going to lose you, and he doesn't have that yet. He still thinks he has you.
Yeah.
Okay. Work on that. Call us in and let us know what happens. Maybe you could take the ball this time into your own court rather than waiting for him to call the shots. Because talk about master-slave. Commitment phobics are our masters. We can come forward when they say we can, and we have to run away when they say we have to run.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, good luck to you, and thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
For calling in. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Cindy.
Okay, Nicole. I don't have a clue what happened in the beginning, and, sometimes it just takes me a little bit to get my mind focused because it feels like, you know, we're panicking here, you know what I mean, trying to figure out what's going on with the show.
Oh, I hear that.
You know what I'm saying? I still don't have a clue what happened and why that this occurred, you know what I'm saying?
You know what? I know why it occurred. Blog Talk Radio. That's why.
Okay,
that's why.
Good. Okay, well,
our
listeners
are very used to having some issues there, so thank God. But I have been screening while you were on that other call, all right?
Good.
And right now, we are going to cruise over to Crystal in New York. And she basically, Cindy, I mean, as long as you feel focused enough for this one, she wants to know if there's any family members that are on the other side that are watching over her, and she wants to know if they have any kind of advice for her right now. I think she's just looking for a little bit of guidance, and she wants to see that her family is behind her, I'm assuming both on this earth and beyond. So let's see what Crystal has to say in New York.
Okay, terrific.
Hello, Crystal. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you? Hi, Crystal. Thanks for being so patient and waiting so long. We appreciate that. Actually, you know, your cards look very good for this year being a very good year. There's a fairly recent death in these cards.
Yeah.
I mean, the first card that came up was a death card. That's a very recent death. Have you adjusted to life without this person yet?
A little bit.
Okay, good. There's also a grandfather who passed away. Do you remember him?
Yeah, but I never really met him.
And he's a man who always watched over you from the moment you were born. Did people tell you about him, by the way?
Yeah.
Because he loves you very much. He's always there watching over you, popping thoughts in your head. Nothing is bad in your cards. You actually have a very interesting year ahead of you. You had a lot more courage when you were little. You could use a little bit of that courage now. Are you working on that now? Mustering up courage in your life? Are you still there, my dear? Did we lose Crystal? I don't know what's going on with this today. All right, I need to get some patience here because we've lost Crystal. I don't even see her phone number here anymore. Nicole,
yeah,
are you there?
Yes, Cindy.
I think we've just lost Crystal now.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on, because I'm screening Camille right now. So give me just a second, Cindy. Go back into the show. I'll join you there. Camille, I'm going to put you on hold for just a minute and come right back to you.
Okay, I don't know how we lost her, but...
I don't know how we lost Crystal either, but we're going to actually just move on to the next caller. I am screening somebody right now, but we're going to go over to Ontario. We are going to speak to Jennifer. And Jennifer, this is the first time I've ever heard this question ever, Cindy. Jennifer has fallen in care with somebody, as she put it, ever so delicately. And that person with whom she has fallen in care with has announced that they have herpes. And she wants to be very, very loving and caring towards this person, but it is scaring the absolute daylights out of her. So, Cindy, what can she do in this predicament?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy is right. Hello, Jennifer. You are on the air.
Well, I'm so glad to be on the air. This is like...
This is weird for me, too, because, you know, the one thing you need when you channel is to be calm. If I'm in a restaurant and there's a lot of noise, I can just block that. It's not my problem. If I'm at somebody else's house and the dogs are barking, and that's not my problem. I can focus, you know. When I have to, you know, dial in for 10 minutes and my adrenaline's pumping and I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack and I can't get through, and then there's all this mess, it's not the best for channeling. I'm just telling you, people, it's like the gods are testing my ability tonight, you know. Right now I'm not a drinker, but I'd go for a round of margaritas here, you know what I mean? But we don't know what makes this occur. There is kind of funky weather around, so mm-hmm. I'm not so sure that it's not something weather related, so we might want to just be a little calm on that. But anyway, falling in care is an unusual expression. How long have you known this person? Just to get us a little, like, information.
Not long, like the beginning of May.
Okay. And was it started as friendship? Is that what it was supposed to be? Okay.
Yeah.
And now the bomb has been dropped
that
this person has herpes.
Yes.
Funny why he might have dropped it, or she, it's a he, by the way?
Yes.
May have dropped it now. Is it, you know, to scare you away? Is it to...
I don't think so. Part of me thinks that he knew all along, And then part of me thinks that it was a surprise to him. I'm not sure.
Okay, now thank you. You're an old soul. Old souls always give everybody the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
But the first time your gut told you, he knew and he kept it from me till he's hooked me in, and now I'm going to have to say, well, that doesn't matter. Your gut on it that he knew is correct, by the way. And again, you know, just because someone has herpes doesn't mean they don't have a right to be loved. That's not the issue.
The issue
is that, you know, pretty much being honest and open about things is important from the start. I mean, I can understand how he may be afraid that you'd run away afraid from him. But falling into care means, did you come on as a caretaker to him in some vein to begin with?
No. No, I thought this was all going to be about me.
Ah, ha, ha, ha.
I thought it was going to be great. It's going to be all about me. And then now I'm all of a sudden thinking, oh, crap. Now I'm in a position where.
Again, narcissistic people have a way of making us think when we first meet them that it's all about us and that they're listening. And, you know, they're pretty good at manipulating us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it usually takes about 3 months, somewhere between 1 and 3 months, for the prince that becomes the beast or princess to become the beast to start revealing some of their colors. He can be manipulative. That's no doubt here.
Mm-hmm.
And usually what's happened, these things, well, you already like me, so, you know, the manipulation is okay. You know, your choice is to either accept that he has herpes and practice safe sex, or, you know, at least be careful. I mean, I do know a friend of mine's been married for 30 years to a man who has herpes, and she's never had contracted an
infection.
So it's not impossible not to contract it from someone. I think they do, you know when to, you know, stay away or whatever. But the point is, this is something that you have to think, well, if I am with him and I do catch it, am I going to be okay with it? Because it's always a possibility you would.
Okay, I got to tell you something, though. You told me, like, a few months ago about a guy who I met, and it was a soul relationship, and I agree that it was. His dead mother started talking to me, and when I told him that his dead mother was talking to me, he basically told me I was full of shit, and that was that.
Again, did it ever occur to you that maybe he was afraid if you talked to his mother?
Oh, no. He was totally afraid of me talking to his mother.
Right. I mean, I'll tell you the truth. People who don't particularly like when you could talk to dead people, because nobody can lie to you when you could talk to dead people.
No, they can't.
They can't. And nobody likes that, particularly manipulators.
Yeah.
Dead people don't just say hi. I'm just here to say hi. They tell me who's lying, who did what to whom, when, and how,
yeah.
Who's still doing what to whom, when, and how. So, you know, don't think that that was a bad thing that you told him, because maybe if he ran, it was better. I mean, I could understand someone maybe being, oh, you're talking to my mother, maybe being a little afraid or a little bit this. But most people would love to hear a message from their mother who crossed over.
Unless they're Catholic.
Oh, again, again, manipulators have written a lot of the dogma of religion, so I'm not surprised. Those are the people that wouldn't necessarily like that you could talk to the dead.
Yeah.
Not all dogma is correct. I mean, you know, the New Testament tells you how you could treat your slaves. I really sincerely doubt God wrote that chapter, that we were allowed to have slaves.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they pick and choose what they want to say, but in telling him that, what was your intention? Did you want to scare him off, or you were trying to, you know...
Honestly, I was trying to impart, like, the mother wouldn't leave me alone. So, as a medium, I sometimes don't pass messages on, depending on what the situation is. But in this case, I felt that I needed to, and he wasn't receptive.
Okay, and first of all, you know, as a medium, we can't violate free will. People have to kind of come to us and want to hear messages.
Yes.
So maybe you should, you know, I know the long line medium is famous for, oh, runs up to people and reads them. That's really a violation of free will.
Yeah.
I never tell people someone's mother is talking to them unless they've asked me.
Oh, so, well, but she couldn't leave me alone.
Well, I know. And again, maybe what was she trying to tell you? Run for the hills? What was she telling you?
No, she wants me to be with him because she thinks I can fix him. And
okay,
I'm like,
first
wrong.
Of all, she's violated free will too because you're not supposed to fix him.
Yeah.
So again, I think in her telling you that, the universe's way of saying she just told you a no, because nobody can fix anybody. So tell her son what she's saying. Now you got rid of him and the mother. You got rid of two pains in the neck in one shot, a dead one and a living one, before you killed him. You know what I mean? So actually, don't think you did anything wrong. Better he ran. This man, well, he didn't learn from that man, manipulators. This man's manipulative at some level. So the fact that you're having some anxiety, I would pay attention to the anxiety. It's a dark angel telling you, well, you know, he lured you in, and now he's got this bomb. Of course, if you're with the soulmate, we love them. No matter what disabilities they have, one way or the other, we accept that. That's part of the person, and we love them, and that's what we're willing to, you know, have in our life. You're not in love with him, correct?
No, I'm not, but I could potentially see myself being in love with him.
All right, so now if you're going to be in love with him, you're going to love him herpes and all. So,
No, this is a different guy.
Oh, okay. the new guy that you were talking about with the herpes.
Yeah. No, I care for him.
Okay, but you don't love him?
No.
Okay. Again, it's, you know, it's up to you to decide where you want to go with the relationship. I'm not seeing it's going to go anywhere great no matter what, but he might give you a gift that goes on giving. So, you know, think about it. You know what I mean? You're going to pay a price for this roll in the hay. I'm not seeing that he's going to go anywhere anyway. So, you know, just sometimes you can have fun and games. This guy have fun and games, but know that it may be more than fun and games afterwards. So trust your gut on him. He did know about it. It's not new news to him.
Yes. Okay.
It's new news to you.
Important part. Yeah.
The most important part is that he wasn't honest from the beginning.
No.
And that's something for you. You know, once they kind of trick us and lie to us and we believe some of their nonsense, you could just know. You know, you're easy prey for them. So, right now, you could say, "Look, this is not what I signed on for." You know, if you want to stay friends with him, that's your choice. But I'm not sure there's much more here and worth pursuing.
Thank you.
Well, good luck to you, and thanks for sharing. We needed a laugh. I needed another psychic medium, though, to get me sort of in the zone, because I was losing it. So I'm glad that we put her on, you know?
Thank you. Take
Thank
care.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, Nicole, so far we've held on to a caller. That was good.
Yeah, we're doing okay now. Look at this. I did search around to see if Crystal had called back or whatever, and I don't see her anywhere in the queue, Cindy, so we're just going to move on. All right.
Okay,
and now we're going to go and speak to Camille in Alameda, California, and she just has a financial question for you, Cindy, that hopefully you'll be able to shed some light on. You know, she is getting some assistance from the people that are around her, you know, people that care about her, but she's really, really just looking forward to being able to stand on her own 2 feet financially, and she just wants to see, do you really see things getting better for her anytime in the near future?
Good. That's a good question.
Hello,
thanks.
Camille, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Camille. Now, you asked good questions. Now, you're a very old soul. I could see by your arrangement of cards. Old souls don't like to ask for help. It's not very comfortable for them.
Yeah.
But some of your karmic lesson might just be that sometimes we need to ask for help. And and the fact that you're not too comfortable with it, which is good because you don't want to stay forever, you know, taking help. But there is a better career. You have a new child, correct?
Yeah, I do have a child, yes.
Okay, and you've been taking care of your child for, you know, now, and that's pretty important for you, correct?
Oh, yes.
But now is another, a job looks like it's going to be coming soon, a little bit different from what you've done in the past. Are you putting your resumes and getting yourself out there?
Well, I'm doing something. I'm a trained certified hypnotherapist, and I am finally slowly getting back into it. So
okay.
I'm a hypnotherapist and life coach, and I'm starting to put myself out there, like, here, this is me, this is what I am doing. And I've got some ideas, particularly with hypnobirthing, especially with the births, you know, up in the Bay Area, I'm starting to meet people who I could possibly market my services to.
Good. And again, it looks like that looks like a promising thing to be doing. Do you do a lot of hours? Are you really putting yourself in there now? Because it takes a lot to market a new business, especially one of our own. Do you have a website yet?
I have something. It's just not up. It's not active yet.
Okay, because without a website, your business is not going to build. So
exactly.
Maybe when you're home with your child right now, you could get that website. And I know websites cost money, but sometimes you could beg, borrow, and steal, you know, barter something to have somebody
mm-hmm.
help you. But without the website, it's going to be much harder for you to build your business. Because even if you're giving out a card or you're talking, people want to look at a website.
Right.
So if you might want to devote a little time to the website and, you know, even write the stuff that you want in your website, market a little bit, because that's what's going to help you the most. And
okay.
Are there people you could maybe call to do your services for, agencies that might need your hypnotherapy?
You know what? I just found something. I just found some, like United Way, for instance. Apparently, they work with they have life coaches working with their people who come to them. So I thought that might be a great idea if I might contact them or someone like them.
Good. That's what it looks like. You're right now going to be, and anybody who's trying to start up a business, you're really independent contractors. So
yes.
You can work for other people, and then you could even put on your website that, you know, you work with United Way, you work with this company, you work with that company. We give you some credentials. If you're
okay.
working with a reputable company, then people say, oh, I guess she must be good if she works for this. So, you
okay.
know, try to see if you can maybe work for two or three different agencies as an independent contractor. Because
all right.
Right now it's hard to get a full-time job doing what you're doing, but people need part-time people in it. And it'll be something that you'll build because I do see it better in the future. Again, asking for help is part of our karmic lesson. Better you're asking for help right now because you have your new baby and you have that, but then asking because you have cancer. And sometimes God
right.
makes you sick. Okay,
right.
Now you got to ask people for help. The first time
right.
in your life you're sick, you got to ask. This is a better way for asking for help. But remember that you want to be able to repay them and help them too. And maybe
right.
you can repay them by doing something they need doing, even if it's to, you know, house sit or, you know, help them wait for, you know, they have to go to work and you have to help them wait for a package delivery or something. There's ways we can repay people.
Okay.
So think if you could be doing that rather than feel like, oh, I'm taking and I'm not giving.
Right.
You know, because people who sometimes have money need people to help them in other ways that you might come up with. So think about it's a win-win for both people. But this is, in the next few years, very good for you. But again, you got to get that website and you've got to get some experience and some credentials behind you.
Okay.
So work at that, and then it looks really, really promising. Getting a life coach business started can be a little hard, but you're also a hypnotherapist, so the two together
yeah.
is a really win-win combination. It's an unusual combination. It's a win-win combination.
Oh,
so
good.
Go forward with that and, you know, explore if you could do some things with past life and things like that because that looks like you could definitely do past life. Have you tried that yet?
I
the past
have
life
not
regression?
Been able to do that with someone, but yes, I am trained with both past life regression and stop smoking, which, you know, that's very important.
Oh,
so,
yeah, stop smoking. My aunt smoked for like 45 years, and the only thing that ever got her to stop smoking for the last 20 years of her life was she went hypnotherapy.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, it works.
It works. It definitely works.
It works. Well, anyway, that's something good because there's a lot of smokers in California. Why don't you clean up the smokers in California? That would be good. Stop
yeah,
some smokers there.
Yeah, that's one of the main things because as things, different laws are passed, you can't really smoke inside your own home anymore. So
exactly. If you could put that out there and even contact some other people who are doing this, they may be able to train you even a little bit more, or you could work with them. I mean,
right.
There's millions of smokers in California. I think you'd have enough work to do that for the rest of your life.
Okay. So I'm moving in a positive direction then.
Absolutely. There's nothing
There's
nothing negative in your cards whatsoever.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in. And we're going to try to get as many callers as ours.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Cindy, moving right along here. We
Good.
Are now we're going to go to Orange County, California, and we're going to speak to a lovely woman named Leah. And medically, Leah has been ill, Cindy, and she's got a surgery next week, and she's not sure about recovery, and she's not sure where exactly that surgery is going to lead her, or even if she's going to survive the surgery. So that being said, right now what Leah would like to know is, who are her protectors out there? Who's watching her from beyond that's there to guide her? Is she going to recover from this surgery? And when she's done, in the aftermath of all of this, is she finally going to find that soulmate and that love that she's been looking for her entire life?
Good question.
All right. So here you go. Let's speak to Leah in Orange County. Hello, Leah. You're on the air?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you for waiting so long. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 57.
Okay, because you have... the first card I drew was a good five-year period opening up for you, so that's promising. And soulmate card is definitely here. Your dad has passed away?
No.
Because he's a loving man like a father figure. Do you know who that would be, who's watching over you?
Possibly my grandfather.
Did you know him well? Because he's claiming to know you well.
I knew him since I was five. I watched him have a heart attack.
Okay, because he is sorry that you had to witness that, by the way. So that was sort of your first experience with death?
Yes.
Okay. He's absolutely the figure that will watch over you during your surgery. And, you know, will keep you safe. Are you doing the things you're supposed to be doing this week before your surgery to help make it successful? Because there's a few things you have to do. Do you know about that?
I cannot calm down. I'm having 24/7 anxiety and panic attacks and medication problems, and I can't control my mind or anything.
Okay.
I don't know what to do.
Okay. You have OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder.
Yes,
are you aware of that?
Yes.
You've been diagnosed with OCD?
Yes, another
thing. It's the worry kind of OCD. What if this happens? What if that happens? What if this happens? If only I did that. If only I did this. You're worrying yourself so much. And I have one of my clients who's listening, and she also tends to get anxiety and very anxious. And OCD is not a constant. It's a scale of 1 to 10. Everybody has about a level 3 of it. Yours is like a level 6. Under stress of this, it's going up to an 8. You're giving into it. The only thing that works really for OCD is behavior modification. Am I okay today? Right now, you're okay. And you have a very good 5-year period opening up. OCDs have a very big fear of death, by the way. So being that you saw your grandfather die, that may have made your OCD worse from the time you were a child. But right now, your fear of dying is really kicking in. And, you know, rightfully so. What kind of surgery are you going to undergo?
It's a neck exploration. I have hyperparathyroidism.
Okay, and that's
the calcium in my blood is high, and it's causing horrible symptoms, and it's been going on for months. It was just diagnosed.
Right. And the surgery looks like it will help, by the way, and make a big difference in your life. So it's you being positive. You know, OCD is a negative mindset. It's never, what if this operation is successful and help makes my life better? It's always, what if it's worse and I die? The universe is asking you to practice the laws of attraction and visualize the surgery going very well. Visualize yourself feeling healthy and good. See yourself mastering your OCD and not obsessively worrying. And be more positive, because the outcome looks good in these cards. It's just that you're making yourself so sick and worried. You know, OCDs always, you know, worry themselves so much that by the time they actually go to the doctor, their blood pressure is soaring because they've made themselves a nervous wreck. So, you know, relaxing a little bit is important for you. And watching over, you know, you are many, many people have crossed over, but mostly it's just you're making it this worse for yourself than it has to be. Are you taking something for your panic attacks?
Well, I'm having to detox off anxiety medicine, so I'm kind of like trapped right now, and I also have severe Tourette syndrome, and I've been pulled off of like 4 medications, and I'm like in crazy withdrawals, and I also want to know if I'm going to be able to speak after my surgery.
Yes, it certainly looks like it here. And, you know, all people with Tourette's have OCD. Not all OCDs have Tourette's, mm-hmm. and, you know, and the tics. But behavior modification works better than meds, and you're not doing any behavior modification. And what you need to be doing during this is focusing yourself in the now. Maybe just watching a good movie that's very positive and upbeat and forces you to live in the now rather than worrying so much in the future. Is there some activity you could do? Do you find yourself like getting lost in a movie so that you can concentrate on it? Can you do that?
I can hardly talk on the phone or listen to music or noise because my brain is just on overstimulation. It literally makes me feel crazy. I've been homebound for 2 months. I can't.
Which would make anybody crazy. It would make anybody crazy. But again, you're giving into it. You're allowing yourself to give into OCD and into the fears and the worries. It's really talking yourself down. I'm okay today. I'm safe today. I can talk today. Everything's good today. Focus on a very upbeat, life-confirming movie. Focus on it. Force yourself to not think about you. Think about something else. Is there someone in your life who's worse off than you and might need you to call them and ask them how they're doing today? So you get your mind off your problems and think about somebody else.
I am very into helping other people, and I am helping other people right now with their illnesses and other things.
That's what you might want to spend a lot of time doing right now.
I am.
And that's the best thing. Get out of our own heads. Think of somebody else. Help them. And your outcome looks very promising here. This looks like a very, you'll get through this surgery positively. Try to keep yourself very busy talking with other people until your surgery comes. The meds you may find when you're weaning off, you need less anyway. It's a blessing in disguise here. Again, for OCD, nothing really works. It just, you know, masks some of the symptoms, but behavior modification. You are at the age, you're 57. You're an age where the brain chemistry has shifted a bit, and you can master more of it by not giving into it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody has OCD. It's not something that we don't all have. It's just that under stress, it shoots up a lot. And anybody getting a major surgery, the OCD would shoot up. That's not unusual. But, you know, what I've learned to do if I have a medical problem is, you know, go to the doctor, find out what it is, try to treat it holistically if I can. In between doctor visits, I don't obsess about it. It is what it is. I do what I'm supposed to do, and I'll see what happens. I don't allow myself to indulge in it because OCDs tend to have a lot of overreaction to illnesses, which only makes them worse. No illness gets better under stress. All illnesses get worse under stress. So, you know, relax. Your cards look very, very, very good. Who's the mother figure?
I will be able to speak after surgery.
Absolutely. You're going to call in and tell us how it went.
Okay. I mean, they said I could end up with a whisper or hoarse or something, and I'm afraid that I won't be able to communicate.
No, you'll be able to because you want to talk. So that means you'll work at, you know, going through your physical therapy or whatever it is to make that part of your voice stronger. You have a beautiful voice and you help people. I don't think God's going to take that part from you, that part that talks and comforts people.
So, you know, relax on that. We're expecting you to call in and let us know how the surgery went.
I will. What about the other question about when I'm healed and ready for my soulmate to appear? Is that something that may happen?
Right. There's a soulmate. There's a wonderful soulmate here for you. You know, your cards are very promising, and it's, again, working on your mental state so that you have a positive mindset. OCD is a very negative mindset. Nobody wants to be near negative people, so work on your positive thoughts. The negative ones come. We don't even have to program. They just come. Positive. Put in the thoughts. See yourself with a soulmate. See yourself speaking to your soulmate, talking with him. Visualize the outcome and see it. And be very, very, very positive about the outcome. And, you know, nothing looks bad in your cards. Your cards actually look very good. Again, try not to obsess and worry too much about the surgery till it comes. Let yourself relax and feel strong and positive.
Do you have any kind of time frame about how long it will take for my body to heal, like from all this illness and...
It looks like the next few months, by the time you get through the summer, you should be much, much stronger. Do you have, you know, the support system near you that are living people to help you?
I'm reaching out. I live alone. I don't have family here, and I have a grandson, too. I don't know if you have time, but I don't know if I'll get to be a part of his life. His mother's
yes.
flighting and disappeared, and... This is craziness.
All right. Well, that's what you can't worry about anything of that right now, because that's
right.
just going to make you're crazy. Visualize seeing your grandson and that being in the future. But right now you have to take care of yourself first and get yourself strong.
Okay. One last quick question. Will my
sure.
son heal from his drug addiction?
Again, that's a big one. That's a big thing. And part of you as a mom, you might be making yourself sick or worrying about him.
Mm-hmm.
He has to fix himself. And, you know, we live in a very drug-infested culture. It's not one of my favorite topics because we have more drug addiction than ever because it doesn't seem to – people get slaps on their hands for drug dealing now. They don't get major punishments. But he – is a person who's going to have to hit rock bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can't enable him. And right now, if you want to know why God has given you something, you have to worry about you. You can't carry your son's cross right now. You have your own cross to carry. So visualize him better, but right now he doesn't seem to really want to get over it. So, you know, he is doing some self-medication with his drugs. You know, he has some issues that he needs to work on, too. I'm not seeing him getting better anytime soon. Again, that's something you're going to have to worry about, you getting better. And, you know, see him getting better, but he hasn't decided he wants to get better yet. Are you aware of that?
Yes, he's in jail, and, yeah.
That's a good wake-up call for him. So don't bail him out.
Time in jail, and I cut off all basically contact and money and everything.
Good, because you can't enable him because he'll buy drugs in jail. So basically, jail is a better wake up call than death for people, because death is a wake up call for drug addicts. You know, know that if you want him to live and you want him to get better, you have to leave him where he falls. You know, he got himself in this mess. It's not your job to carry his cross. You're not even strong enough to carry it if you wanted to. And try not to beat yourself over the head. What you did and didn't do to have this. We live in a very drug-infested culture.
Does he physically hurt me or threaten me when he gets out of jail?
Well, then you call the police if he does and have him arrested again. Because
right.
people can't terrorize their mothers or anybody else. And this one of my missions for the day I die is we're not our brother's keepers. If our children, our lovers hurt us and they threaten us, we have to have them arrested and they have to be punished.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be afraid of him. You know, if he's
does anything, he will be arrested, and he'll be on probation when he comes out. You call him and he's threatened to kill you or hurt you, he'll be back in jail, and this time for much longer.
Oh, I know he's not going to make his probation, but how do I, thank you so much, how do I get hold of you for, like, follow-up or?
You call us, you call into the radio show. And what you can do is put in the chat room or email me at Cindy Bella, C-I-N-D-I-B-E-L-L-A.
Wait,
C-I-N-D-I-B-E-L-L-A, Cindy Bella 1 at yahoo.com. And any of our listeners can do this. And let me know that you want to call in. Give me your phone number and we'll put you to the top of the list because we can't wait to hear from you after your surgery.
Okay. So I should reach out to my grandfather and my angels and guides and...
And ask your grandfather to be with you in surgery.
Okay.
Good luck to you, and I want to try to take one more call before our time
is up.
Thank
you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Cindy.
Okay, well, we had to get through to speak to her today, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And guess who else we had to speak to today?
Who?
We got Crystal back.
Okay, good. Put Crystal
her
back.
Phone
thank
died.
You.
Her phone is now sitting
okay,
on a charger.
So it wasn't Blog Talk that one because I
not
just
Blog
couldn't
Talk
believe
Radio,
that.
So we've got 8 minutes left. That should be enough time. I told Crystal that if we didn't have enough time for her, that we would just have a call back in next week. But I think that you can give her a good one in 8 minutes here. We could go a little over if need be. So let's just cruise right over into Crystal. Hey, Crystal.
Hi.
Okay, Crystal, I'm so glad that it was your phone because I couldn't believe it after 10 minutes of not being able to get through and get this show on the road. It hung up on you. I felt so bad.
I was so upset. I'm like, oh, really? My phone had to die at that moment.
All right, that's good. That's okay because at least it wasn't our fault. Now, you're how old, by the way?
23.
Okay, because you have a lot of good energy surrounding you. I hope you want to be a mom in the future. Do you want to be a mom and have a husband? Because that's the first card that came up today.
Yeah,
so,
I don't know about the good husband.
You don't know about the husband, you said?
Yeah, I don't know about that one yet.
Okay, well, you're a little bit on the young side, but there's a very nice relationship in the future for you. Career-wise, looks very good here, too.
Okay.
You're supposed to make very good money in the future. You're pretty strong-willed. You always were very strong-willed. Do you know that about yourself?
Yeah.
And don't lose that strong-willed part of you. There's a mother-type figure that wants to talk to you. Did you lose a grandmother or a great-grandmother?
Yeah.
Is it a grandmother or a great-grandmother?
Yeah, she was my grandma.
Right, because she misses you a lot. Do you miss her?
Yeah.
She's telling me when you were a little girl, you really were strong-willed. Nobody could tell you what to do. But that's what she liked about you, by the way. And, again, the fact that you're not so sure you want a husband or a man is your grandma's laughing because she's on that page with you about that. the first thing you want to do is be able to support yourself, and that's important to her. She gives you little messages. Do you get them from her?
I don't know if I just don't see them or if I'm looking past them. I don't really know what to look for.
Okay, now, your grandmother used to like certain songs. Do you remember them?
Not really.
They're pretty old songs, but sometimes if you hear a song, it will be from her. Mainly, she likes to come down and spend some time watching television, but she's not so thrilled with the shows you're watching right now. So you might want to think about what shows Grandma might watch because she'll be down here for you. She said that she liked being a grandmother. She had a hard life, your grandmother. Do you know about that?
Yeah.
Life wasn't always easy for her, but she enjoyed being a grandmother to you. You have some major changes going to take place in the next few years. I hope you're ready for some changes. Would you like that in your life?
Yeah, I would love the changes.
Right, because these are good, peaceful thoughts. Major career change. Are you happy with what you're doing for a living? Because it doesn't look it so much so, but this is a major career change.
I love what I do. I don't know if there's something else there for me, but, I mean, so far I love what I do.
Do you make good money?
Yeah.
Because this is much better money in the future, by the way, and a passion, too. So that's probably not for about 5 years, but it is sort of doing what you do, but much more, a little bit more money, and you're going to love that. Love is something that will be in the horizon if you want it. Are you ready for that?
Yeah.
Good. And there's a younger man who died who wants to talk to you. Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
Okay, because he's saying, I believe in you. And he is sort of the main person watching over you at this point and asking you to accept that he's not returning the way that you knew him on Earth, but he will always watch over you. Do you get messages from him, by the way?
I feel like I never see them.
Again, because you're too angry at him for not being here. You have to understand if he could be here, he would be here. You're supposed to learn how to talk to the dead from him, and he's the one that you must remember the songs he liked. Do you remember them?
I remember everything.
Okay, because he'll give you messages through songs. He knows it affected you a lot. You should have no guilt about his death because there was nothing you could do to change it. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, it's just wishing to say goodbye, and I was there for him.
There is no goodbye, by the way. He doesn't want you to say goodbye to him. There is no goodbye. Even the way your phone died on us was a little, like, quick. Sometimes that's how life is. Things just stop and we don't get to say what we wanted to say. But you can always say them to him now. He says you have to have courage. He wouldn't want to be here and not be vital. That's not him. He'd have to be pretty vital. But he's asking you to forgive him for not being here. And he loves you. Did you know that he loved you?
Yeah.
He loved you very much. He's the one who's going to bring you your soulmate, because soulmate always comes from God and someone who died. But you have to overcome your fear of loving somebody who could die in you, and that pretty kicked in strong after this guy died, correct?
Yeah.
How long has he been gone? Because it feels pretty recent.
It was only a year ago.
Okay, because he's crying. More people who die more recently cry a lot. You know, they miss us too. Look inward and know that he's still near you, but please don't cry for him so much because you're making him crazy.
I don't know, like, I just want to move on with my life. I just feel like he's not here, so I can't.
Again, when people are recently dead, we have a little bit more anger. We're mad at them, too. You have to pass through the anger and the mourning, and then the signs come clearer. And, you know, he promises to always watch over you and guide you. But you're going to have to accept that he's not returning. Do you know his mother?
Yeah.
Well, she's having a very hard time, too. You know about that.
Yes.
But everybody has to start getting rid of some of his things and letting him go, because you're all keeping him a little bit earthbound.
I don't know. I just kind of, I mean, you know, some of my family members won't really see people, but, you know, if I'm not there, they kind of, you know, throw away a lot of his stuff. But I just feel like if I hold on to it, I know that he's still here.
Well, you could keep what you use. It's just that to keep things that you don't need is keeping him earthbound.
Mm-hmm.
He was a friend of yours or a boyfriend?
Who passed?
No, yes.
My father.
Okay, because he says he loves you very, very, very much. More because he keeps saying, I love you. You were good to him. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, somewhat. Not all the time.
How old was your dad when he died?
He was 52.
I know, because he keeps saying he was a young man.
Yeah, he was.
A young man. He does love you. He's the one who wants to bring you a boyfriend, by the way.
He to wrestle. You know, he keeps saying, I love you, I love you, you were my girl. That's why I thought he was your boyfriend at first, because he said, you know, you were my girl, but
Daddy's little girl, so.
That's what he said. She was my girl, but he's ready to let you go to be with a good man to take care of you, and he would rest much more in peace if you had a good man beside you, by the way.
Okay.
So, you know, I like your dad. He's a nice man. He, you know, he's sorry that it was so sudden, but that is life sometimes.
I just want to make sure that, I just want to know that he's everything that I say to him, and even my dad, I just want to make sure that he is with me inside.
Exactly. Well, anyway, we're at the end of our show, and our connection is not that great. So I'm going to say goodbye to all our listeners. And you could call in again, Crystal, because we'd love to hear from you again.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And it's so funny because your dad is, like, saying to me, boy, you had a hard job tonight. Your dad's a nice man. He said, this wasn't easy for you tonight. I said, I know, because between bad connections and cutting out and already having done 9 readings today before the radio show, I was like, could you just make my life a little harder today? And because of the rain, everybody was a half an hour late, so I was backed up all day. And I was like, this was a difficult day, and your dad says, that's when we don't miss life. He's very funny. I'm like, yep, we got it. Now, Nicole, do you have a shout out for anyone? And thank you, Crystal, for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye, Crystal. No, Cindy, my shout-out is to you, and actually my shout-out is to all of our lovely, lovely listeners who stuck it out through our technical difficulties earlier today. And, of course, you, as always, did a wonderful job, you know, under pressure, just stepping in the way that you did. So thank you very much,
Cindy. But did you notice half the connections were not good on the phone as well? So, because I'm on my cell phone, which I don't like to do the show from. So,
yeah.
Because it would not accept my regular landline to go through.
I don't know why that is. It's so weird, so weird. But luckily, you know what, we lost about 12 minutes, but luckily everything was okay in the end. And you know what, you composed yourself, and you just jumped right into it, Cindy. So great job tonight.
Okay, and you know what's just so funny? It's like, if we try to find out what Blog Talk did wrong, I don't know if we can, but I will try to find out between now and next week.
Oh, please do.
Just okay, I'll
curiosity,
speak to you next
I
week.
Want to know, but we'll yeah, speak to everybody next week. Take care.
Okay, bye.